Ow. Sorry about that.
Roshan, did you just apologize to my truck?
Yeah, I guess I did. I wasn't looking where I was walking, and damn.
Lucky for you, my truck isn't easily offended. She'll let it go this time.
Sorry, Mr. Ames. I've actually been meaning to talk to you about your truck. See, I feel really bad about what happened with your tires getting slashed and all. And well, here. This is for you.
What is this?
Money. For the tires. I felt like such an idiot. And then you had to call that tow truck, and the cost of the mechanic, and the cost of the tires, and the cost of the rental vehicle. And missing your anniversary dinner with Mrs. Ames? I'm so sorry.
Roshan, stop, stop, stop. You don't owe me for any of this. You don't even owe me an apology. Accidents happen, and you aren't the guy who slashed my tires. That was a jerk who decided he wanted to steal your stuff and stop us from chasing after him.
Yeah, but if I had locked up the truck, then this wouldn't have happened.
Maybe it would have, maybe not. Don't forget, it was the thief's lucky day that we got chased by a bear. Even I wouldn't have stopped to lock up the truck. Sorry, Roshan, but I really can't accept this. Seriously, kid, insurance covered almost everything. I'm not really out any money or anything.
What about your anniversary dinner?
Oh, Mrs. Ames will get over it. Someday. Jewelry will help with that.
How about the insurance deductible?
Well, that's life.
Please, Mr. Ames, at least take whatever the deductible costs you. I'd feel a lot better if you'd let me make this up to you.
Well...
Please, I want to make this right.
Fine. $200, but not a penny more.
Sorry. And thanks, Mr. Ames. I'm really very sorry about all this mess. And please tell Mrs. Ames how sorry I am, too. She had that dinner all planned.
Quit apologizing. You're weirding me out.
Sorry.
Roshan.
Sorry.